It's Hot Off the Wire with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Maybe that infamous elevator incident between Jay-Z and Solange had nothing to do with Rachel Roy. Maybe it had to do with Rihanna, because he allegedly planned to meet Rihanna after the Met Ball at his 40-40 club, and Solange was like, hell no. Hell no, it ain't going down like that. Meanwhile, a homeless man reportedly caught hand-delivering threatening letters to Rihanna is under arrest. This 53-year-old guy had been to Rihanna's Soho apartment 3 times over the past month. Nicki Minaj, let's see, she released her cover art for Anaconda, but she is pushing back the release date of the song. Now, it was supposed to come out this week or first of next week. Now it's not coming out until the 4th. Meanwhile, Nicki clapped back at critics who don't like her butt shot.
Did she use her hands when she clapped?
Yeah, basically. I don't care what y'all say. Anyway, she says white Sports Illustrated models do it. They do butt shots and nobody says anything. She posted booty shots of them to prove her point. And she just says it's because she's black.
Well, she got a good job and she got it done because it's beautiful.
Nice.
Awesome. It's so artistic.
It's so artistic. Fat.
I went for the art force,
it's just,
too.
But it's just
I'm
all.
I'm sorry,
just,
I went for the art angle also.
Yeah, it was very artistic
to me.
It's not.
Very
nice.
Yeah.
Now our curves. Are the rumors true?
It's a butt smile.
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon have sold their luxurious 3-acre Bel Air mansion for $10 million. Now, how do rich people make so much? How come people like us, me in particular, how come I sell a house and I got to lose, you know, $100,000, $200,000? How come rich people make millions? They made $3 million on a deal. They bought this house for $7 million just 5 years ago.
Wow.
And they sold it for $10 million.
I wonder if that's going to come up in the divorce settlement.
You know?
Because people want to live in a house that stars lived in.
Not
that's
millionaires.
Why.
Millionaires don't come.
Yeah, are you crazy?
If you're paying $10 million for a house.
Man. Nick Pete in this toilet.
Yeah.
And guess what? They have their name, like the pool is monogrammed with their names on. Who wants that? You got to redo
get it
the pool.
Done. We'll get it done.
So listen, but do you think they're selling that house because they're getting divorced? Or maybe it has something to do with Mariah selling like 30,000 albums.
She's got money.
She's not broke.
Well, the kids are growing up, you know.
Well, I'll tell you who's broke. Terrence Howard is asking a judge to throw out his divorce settlement with his ex, who he was only married to for a year. She claims he owes her $325,000 in back spouse support. They were only married for 1 year. He says he can't pay her because he ain't got it.
Wow.
Rusty says he makes $5,800 a month. I don't believe that. He makes more than that on residuals.
That how much? I just don't believe that.
He says he actually works for his ex because whenever he works, the check goes straight to her. Johnny Rockets better show Aretha Franklin some respect. All she wanted to do, Russ, was sit down and eat her to-go order after she sold out a show in Niagara Falls. But an employee was like, you can't eat your to-go order in here. So she called them rude. She said they were nasty. Of course, Johnny Rockets is apologizing. And Wiz Khalifa calling out Tyga for dropping out of his Under the Influence music tour. He says Tyga didn't even tell him himself. He had his reps come to him. And he said, it's whack saying he's doing a movie. Not even true. He says that was a lie. Number one movie over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't Hercules, which
really?
Brit thought was great. That made $29
million.
It was the movie Albert said was bad, which makes me not believe him.
Lucy
made $44 million, number one.
A lot of people were mad.
You know what? Tweet us. At Russ Parr Show, hashtag RPMS, top tweet.
The previews make the joint look so vicious, but it has a lot left to be desired.
I bet it was a good movie. I don't believe you. I'm not free to decide off the way. I want to hear from y'all. Tweet us at Russ Parr Show, hashtag RPMS.